This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Sounddrop Music Distribution. Are you an independent artist that wants to make money from your cover songs? Visit sounddrop.com today to get started. This episode is also brought to you by Masterclass Imagine, learning new recipes from Gordon Ramsay or photography tips from Annie Leibovitz. Now you can with Masterclass. Find out how you can get a free 7-day trial later on in the show. Coming up on episode 1235 of Coverville, a couple birthdays to celebrate, a couple artists who were big in the 60s and 70s, and music is just as legendary as the two of them are. Olivia Newton-John, who is celebrating her 70th birthday this month, and Mama Cass, who sadly passed away, we'll talk about that later on the show, who would have been 75 this month. It is the Olivia Newton-John and Mamas and the Papas cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. I'm Brian Ibbett, and today on the show, a couple of cover stories for you. We're going to be playing some Mamas and the Papas music later on in the show in honor of Mama Cass's birthday. She would have been 75, but before we do that, we're going to be celebrating the birthday of Olivia Newton-John. Man, she has been through some stuff. Disappearance of a husband, breast cancer, and just being the darn cutest performer I can remember in my 1970s introduction to crushes, thanks to the movie Grease. Yeah, I had such a crush on Olivia Newton-John in the 70s. I mean, who didn't, right? Or 70s, or I guess 80s it was. Music was, a lot of her music was from the 70s, but it was Grease in the late 70s, early 80s that kind of propelled that. Anyway, let's get to her music, because that's the whole thing. That's what this show is about. Starting off with a song from the soundtrack, but not the soundtrack you're thinking I'm going to play it from. No, a song from the soundtrack to Xanadu. This is Stimulator from the soundtrack to Ella Enchanted with a cover of Magic.
Have to believe we are magic. Nothing can stand it all. I'm saying all the things that I know you'll like, making good conversation. How about I handle you just right? You know what I need. I took you to an intimate restaurant, then twice just a movie. There's nothing left to talk about.
Physical, let's get physical. Let me hear your body talk. will shine.
from an incredible new tribute album that just came out courtesy of American Laundromat Records. That is Juliana Hatfield and a cover of A Little More Love. The album is called Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John, and you can pretty much guess from that that it's all covers of Olivia Newton-John songs. It's really, really good. And is everything on there. A couple different versions of Have You Never Been Mellow, a cover, of course, of Hopelessly Devoted to You. It's really good, and Juliana Hatfield has never sounded better. So big thanks to American Laundromat Records, where you can go get your copy or just follow the link on coverville.com. Before that, a cover of Xanadu by Charlene Spiteri, former lead singer of Texas. Not the state, but the Scottish band. It's funny because we were talking in the chat room. Totally sounds different than the music Texas used to do. I mean, they were part of that whole Britpop thing around the time of Oasis and Pulp and Blur first making it on the scene, and good stuff. A lot of sweeping strings and stuff like that, though. So there, that did get carried over. She'd put out a cover album doing covers of movie soundtrack songs back in 2010 called The Movie Songbook, which features that cover right there of Xanadu. Originally done by ONJ with ELO. Physical by Sophie Ellis Baxter from her album, her single of the same name from 2003. And Stimulator with their cover of Magic, that one from the soundtrack of Ella Enchanted, early Anne Hathaway movie. That thing came out back in 2007. We'll get back to more Olivia Newton-John in just a moment. Before that, I want to talk to you about one of the sponsors for today's episode. That sponsor is Masterclass. So imagine, right? You want to learn some new recipes. Wolfgang Puck could be your tutor. Gordon Ramsay could be your tutor. As a matter of fact, Gordon Ramsay is the first of the Masterclass instructors to get a follow-up session. So if you've already done the original Gordon Ramsay session, now you've got a second one that you can follow. Or maybe you're interested in comedy and you want Judd Apatow to teach you how to do this. Independent filmmaking from Spike Lee. Ball handling from Stephen Curry. Yes, that's Stephen Curry. Directing from Ron Howard. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's when you think about some of these techniques that you're learning, and you say to yourself, all right, who would be the best person to teach me that? It's usually the person that you think of. You know, if you think of filmmaking, you're going to think of people like Martin Scorsese or Spike Lee, for example, and Ken Burns, if you're thinking more documentary. Well, that's exactly who they have trying to teach you, not trying, teaching you these things through Masterclass. It's an amazing lineup. I don't know how they got all these people to do it, but what's great about it is you've got these people who are masters of their field with this great one-on-one kind of teaching technique. I've been doing the poker one with Daniel Negreanu, and it's great stuff. Not only teaching you, you know, where your advantage is, of course, when you're the dealer versus being the big blind or the small blind, but also reading the table, figuring out, all right, well, if that person who's right after the button is raising, do they have a good hand? It's stuff like that. It's really good, really good stuff. New classes are always being added, and whether you're pursuing a passion or developing a career, just look through the list. You will find the perfect masterclass for you. I'm finding that I want to learn about things that I didn't think I was interested in, just so that I can watch these people talk. Bob Woodward talking about investigative journalism, for example. Herbie Hancock teaching jazz. All of this is available at masterclass.com, but for a limited time, because you listen to me, you get a free 7-day trial at Masterclass if you go to masterclass.com/Coverville. That's masterclass.com/Coverville. Try these, try as many as you want. 7 days. It's a lot of time to check a few different classes out, see which ones you're interested in, and then get your regular subscription. That's masterclass.com/Coverville. All right, do it today. Let's get back to the music here and some more Olivia Newton-John. I mentioned Grease earlier. I even mentioned this song earlier. This one's performed by an artist that you probably heard a couple times here on Coverville in the past. But if you are a reality show fan and you watched, I think it was called Rockstar Supernova. It was the first season of Rockstar. Had a bunch of different rock musicians. It was kind of the answer, the rock and roll answer to American Idol. They were looking for a lead singer for their new rock band called Supernova. I think they did it a later season looking for a replacement for Michael Hutchence of NXS. And one of the contestants from that first season was this woman right here. Storm Large is her name, and she is fantastic. Storm Large and the Balls from the 2003 album Hanging with the Balls. Here's her cover of Olivia Newton-John's Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Had me a blast. Summer loving, happened so fast. I met a girl, crazy for me. I met a guy, you choose to be. Summer days, drifting away. Time for other summer nights. Wella, wella, wella. Tell me more, tell me more.
Did you get very far?
Tell me more, tell me more. She showed up, splashing around.
Close my eyes, I was like you. Now you're not hard to understand. You need someone to take your hand. Have you never been mellow? Have you never tried to find a comfort from inside you? Have you never been happy just to sing your song? Have you never let someone else? Have you never let someone else? Have you never let someone else be strong?
That's right, buddy. NCSMB. Yes, talking to the people. I mean, you never feel so good. Come down here to the cul-de-sac. We gather, we meet, we chat, we barbecue, we cook out. Feeling so good. Everybody mellow. I'm mellow. I feel good. You feel good. Yes, man. Oh, I can't stand it. Everybody
does. If not for you, couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue if not for you. If not for you, babe, the night would see me wide awake. The day would surely have to break. Would not be new if not for you. If not for you, my sky will fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you.
Cover right there by Olivia Newton-John of a song that was originally recorded by Bob Dylan, but also recorded about a month after he recorded it. It was released on George Harrison's album, All Things Must Pass. And then Olivia Newton-John, 1 year later, yeah, I came out with her version. But yeah, it wasn't, I'm trying to figure out what the chronology was. Bob Dylan recorded it, but I believe it did get released on All Things Must Pass before the Bob Dylan version. I know it was released on his Greatest Hits stuff and stuff like that, but I'll have to do a little more research. I've got it labeled in my library as a George Harrison song, even though it was written by Bob Dylan, but I think Harrison released it first. In any case, That was the Olivia Newton-John version. You'll find that version on her 2007 album, Great Hits, or Collection Great Hits. Not Greatest Hits, just Great Hits. You know, let's not shoot for the moon here. Before that, Trailer Park Troubadours from their album Way Cool World with a cover of Have You Never Been Mellow. Kind of a good combination of ska, reggae, and not backed by a singer who goes over the top with trying to sound ska or reggae. Great stuff. Lisa Dixon before that from her SoundCloud from 2015 with a cover of You're the One That I Want. Less Than Jake from their tribute to the music of Grease called Greased with our cover of Summer Nights. And we start off the set with Storm Large and the Balls from an album called Hanging with the Balls that's very hard to find now. I was just trying to find it on Amazon to be able to link to it. Came out in 2003. I find a lot of newer stuff by Storm Large, and she is touring as part of Pink Martini. I've played some Pink Martini on this show as well. She is a co-vocalist for Pink Martini, which is such a great gig for her with her voice the way it is, just perfect and loungy and awesome. That was her cover of Hopelessly Devoted to You, which as the song devolves into the discord on the piano, just sounds like it gets more manic, like she's a stalker ripping up pictures of the of the person she's singing about. I just love that. Wrapping up our first couple sets here of Olivia Newton-John music. Before we get to Mama Cass and the Mamas and the Papas, let me tell you about our other sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Sounddrop Music Distribution. That's right, Sounddrop Music Distribution. All right, so you're a musician, right? You're an artist who records their music, maybe puts it up online on SoundCloud or YouTube. But you want to get more. You want to get more of an audience for your music, but also you want to get it onto things like Spotify and iTunes, and you want to make money. Well, Sounddrop Music Distribution can help you with this. At the lowest possible upfront cost, you're going to make sure that all the licensing is taken care of, because really, who wants to deal with that? All the metadata requirements are in place. All that stuff. They actually pay out over $500,000 per month to independent cover song artists. But you can get started for free. That's the deal. There's no coupon code. They want to make it as inexpensive as possible for you to get started. So when you look for these guys, it's Sounddrop. One word and one D right there in the middle. Sounddrop Music Distribution. Also, if you go to Twitter or Facebook and you mention Sounddrop and Coverville, if you give us at links in your Twitter link, then we'll relink it, we'll share it, all that stuff. A couple people did that last month. Thank you for doing that. And keep doing it, because it gets you guys a little bit more exposure with Sounddrop's Twitter account and my Twitter account, etc. Now, that again, one more time, this is where I want you to go, Sounddrop Music Distribution. I want you to go to sounddrop.com, S-O-U-N-D-R-O-P. That's Sounddrop, the safe and simple way for today's cover song musicians to make money from their music. All right. Let's get back to what we're doing here. Let's see. Oh, this is good. All right, so we're doing a Mama Cass cover story for the second part of the show here. She would have been 75. Now, there's all those rumors and urban legends about the death of Mama Cass. She did not die from choking on a ham sandwich. That is not what happened. Let me pull this up here. No, she passed away. I think it was from heart disease. I should have actually, if I'm going to dispel a rumor, if I'm going to dispel a myth, probably would be smart for me to actually have the correction in front of me to be able to say, here's what really happened. But, let's just leave it at that. She did not die from, choking on a ham sandwich, as the big urban legend would have you believe. However, she would have been 75. And a lot of great music from the Mamas and the Papas, as well as solo stuff. Now, this is a song, this first track is one that always gets attributed to the Mamas and the Papas. However, they weren't the first person or the first group to release it. That tribute goes to Barry McGuire, who you know from a song called Eve of Destruction, probably. The California Dreamin' song originally done by Barry McGuire. And what's interesting is when you listen through to all the different covers of California Dreamin', it's fun to listen to the people who get the lyric right or get the lyric wrong. And that specific lyric is, I walked into a church, I passed along the way, and I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. Basically, you're getting out of the cold. You're trying to go someplace warm while you dream about California. You go into a church and pretend to pray just so you can go somewhere warm. That's the lyric. But you'll find a lot of people sing it as began to pray. And it's interesting to hear all those different artists. You know who gets it right? Sia gets it right. She does the lyric the right way. She recorded it for the San Andreas soundtrack back in 2015. Here is Sia and California Dreamin'.
Say nighty night and kiss me.
Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, wherever they may be, dream a little dream of me. Sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries far behind you. But in your dreams, wherever they may be, dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream.
Try. nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song. They're lonely, this kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your things, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song. So if you cannot take my hand,
Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs from the volume one of their three-volume series, Under the Covers, the one that captured the 60s. Still waiting for the 90s. Are they going to do one for the 90s? Sure, it'd be great if they did. Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs with a cover of Monday Monday from 2006. Before that, J.F. Sebastian. I'm not going to rip on the title Under the Covers. I've done that enough. J.F. Sebastian from the album 10 Covers from 2010 with a cover of Make Your Own Kind of Music, a song that Mama Cass released solo, was not a Mama's and the Papa's track. However, the song before that was Got a Feeling. And at first I thought that was Susanna Hoffs as well. No, it's China Phillips, the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips, who were a mama and a papa, literally, to China. That one comes from a tribute album called A Song for My Father, in which you find a bunch of different artists that do covers of songs that were originally done by their father or their father's band. The album came out in 2007. Jody Siders with a cover of Dream a Little Dream. Now, I always connect that song with the Mamas and the Papas, but it isn't originally a Mamas and the Papas song. Ozzie Nelson actually did the original version of that, but you'll find the Jody Siders version that you just heard on her 2013 album Uncovered. And we start off the set with California Dreamin'. Wow, Sia doesn't only say, not only does she try to work the original lyric, she changes it to pretended to pray, which I think might be more grammatically correct because the verses are all in past tense. I stopped into a church, I passed along the way, I got down on my knees and I pretended to pray. Maybe she's actually getting the lyric right for the first time from any artist who does a cover of that song. And I talked a little bit about Mama Cass and her passing. I was pretty close. I said that it was a heart issue. It really was. The doctor that performed her autopsy basically said that her heart was, I'm sorry, that she weighed twice as much as she should have, and that one of her heart muscles had turned to fat. But interesting thing, the urban legend that I talked about with the her death being talked about as choking on a ham sandwich actually came from the first doctor who examined her in London. And he speculated about the press, or speculated about her cause of death to the press. And that's the version that stuck. So it was an actual doctor who had speculated, oh, probably choked on a ham sandwich. And that's the source of that crazy urban legend about Mama Cass and her death. Very interesting stuff. And it's even talked about, yeah, I was going to say, Doc Medpot in the chat room points out the Frank Zappa song mentions it. There's an Austin Powers, one of the movies refers to Mama Cass and the hand sandwich, etc. Anyway, interesting stuff. But that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to reach me, you know how to do it. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can call the request line at 1-877-7-COVER-9 or visit coverville.com for everything else. It's got everything you're looking for. You can buy a DVD set of the first 1,000 episodes. You can buy Coverville t-shirts. There's just a few different varieties left. But as soon as we get all the current Coverville Citizens t-shirts out, the current design will be available for purchase as well, and it's one I'm really, really proud of. And everything else you want right there at coverville.com. We'll be here next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pan Studios Ultra Feed. What? Yes, it is. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll always make your own kind of music. Ooh, ooh. Podcasts so good, they're the one that you want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You will be hopelessly devoted to Frog Pants Podcast.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.